Hello, how are you today? I'm going to read Brooke's Loose Tooth. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Brooke's Loose Tooth. While she played in her bedroom one night, Brooke Sherwood told her twin brother, Cooper, all about her friend with the loose tooth. "I don't want to lose my teeth," he said.
"Me neither," replied Brooke. "How would I eat cookies with no teeth?"
"You know, all kids like us lose our baby teeth at some stage," said her brother.
"I guess it's going to happen to us sooner or later."
"I guess you're right. But imagine if you lost a few teeth at the same time," responded Brooke.
"You'd have none left."
Cooper looked at her in shock. That night, while Brooke brushed her teeth, she thought to herself, "If I brush my teeth really well, maybe I will never lose a tooth." That was her plan. She thought it was a really good plan. For the next few days, she brushed her teeth more often than usual, twice in the morning and twice at night. A few nights later, happy about her plan, Brooke was playing in her room by herself. Cooper came in and Brooke decided to share her plan with him. After she had finished telling him, Cooper said, "That's the silliest idea ever." He knocked down her block tower and stormed out. Brooke was furious. She couldn't believe her brother could be so mean. He was normally nice to her. Maybe he's right. Maybe my idea is silly. He never would have knocked down my blocks and said such horrible things if it was a good idea, Brooke thought. The next day at the supermarket, Brooke told her mum all about her fear of losing a tooth, her big plan, and her fight with her brother. When they got home, their mum scolded Cooper and told him to say sorry to his sister. He started to feel terrible. Later that night, while Brooke was having a bath, her mum came to talk to her. She told Brooke how all kids lose their baby teeth and that there's nothing to worry about. "And besides, the tooth fairy will leave money for you if you leave your tooth under your pillow," her mum added. After feeling bad about being mean to his sister, Cooper decided to get a present for Brooke to say sorry. The next day after breakfast, he apologized to his sister. Brooke thanked him for the present and said, "I have a feeling we'll both be losing teeth soon." A few weeks later, while Brooke was eating some food, she heard a strange sound. Her mouth felt funny. She couldn't bite properly. She hurried to the bathroom, looked in the mirror and saw it. One of her front teeth was wobbly. She had a loose tooth. She was over the moon. Before her mum told her about the tooth fairy, she would have been upset. But now, all she could think of was how to spend the money the tooth fairy would leave her. "It will be difficult to choose," she thought. "Maybe I could get a new dress." The tooth finally fell out while she was biting into a cookie. Her mum was right. The tooth fairy did leave money for her. In the end, she decided to spend the money on a present for her twin brother, knowing he'd lose his first tooth soon too. The end. Vocabulary words: bedroom, cookie, choose, food, moon, tooth. Sight words: saw, left, don't, few, while,